Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The list of notable books by Native American writers in 2025 is impressively long. We heard from a panel of dedicated readers about some of the books from the year that stand out for them. Allison Waka is an American Indian Library Association member at large. She is Menominee and Navajo. Among her top Native books, she lists Indigenous author Julian Brave Noisecat's memoir and boarding school era historical account, We Survived the Night. Waka calls it a powerful blend of traditional stories and personal history.
My favorite is this year was We Survived the Night. Reading that, I just feel like it really highlights how I hope that authors like we're going to be going to in the future, where it's more our old tales alongside our own current stories. It kind of is incorporating, he goes back and forth, right? And so it's like things that he went through with his father and then his parents meeting, and then he goes back to the coyote tales, and it's just really, really beautiful. I really enjoyed it. And then instead of saying good morning, when you say good morning, it really means, oh, we survived the night, right? So that just kind of showcases like how our people were, really. We were happy that we got through the night. We were a people of survival. We were people that adapted, and it's one of my favorites.
Another book Waka said she enjoyed is the children's book Fishing by Torchlight by 9-year-old writer Kiki Camp Bernard. Waka says it reminds her of fishing with her own father. Stacy Wells is an author and librarian from the Choctaw Nation. She also connected with a children's book. She says Faye and the Dangerous Journey by Kim Segafis deals with a difficult historical topic in a way that is approachable for young readers.
Faye's father decided when they were coming from Wisconsin to Minnesota to collect their annuity that he was going to bring their whole family, because that's what they were told to do. So it was the mother and her two sisters. She had an older sister named Charlotte and a younger sister named Sarah. This was over October, ice, snow, you're freezing, and surviving that journey together. And then also losing your mom on that journey as well. And then going back in the dead of winter, back to your home in Wisconsin. It's just a great experience for reading for kids. They want to know that type of information. And I'm in a state that does try to book ban a lot. And I think it's important that we share our history, because if we don't share our history, we don't know. Mm-hmm. And we have to understand why we do certain things. And that is a great example of a history some people in Texas may not know.
Stacy Wells says this is an important time in history to hear this story from the perspective of a Native writer. Dene writer and poet Amber McCrary steers listeners to an experimental poetry collection as her prize book of 2025. McCrary says The Museum of Unnatural Histories by Dena'ina poet Annie Winstrup is an innovative approach to a theme that is very personal and profound.
I was very surprised by a lot of the poems I've never read and just how amazing this book was curated. And it's a debut poetry collection. A lot of it talks about personal history in the space of an imagined museum. It has different narrators. One of the narrators is a raven. Some of them are museum curators. It's not a book that hands you everything where it's this is what it's about. I love that a lot of the format is experimental. It thinks outside of what we would consider the regular format of what we think poetry is. So I think she is definitely a step ahead in terms of contemporary Indigenous poetics. She plays with space. She plays with language. She plays with humor. I would consider it almost like Indigenous futurism, just because it's so forward-thinking and outside of the box. But I would have to say this is my favorite of the year when it comes to Native poetry.
That's just a taste of the recommendations by our dedicated readers for this year's notable Native books. There's a full list of favorite books by our guests, Native America Calling producer Andy Murphy, and me on our website, nativeamericacalling.com. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.